break.
I think it's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys coming up next. Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that.
What?
What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, you're playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio.
Why
tell
not?
Me the answer.
Why not? Why don't you want
to
hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
Go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just won't tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings us the e-brake. That's a fitting opening for this week. You'll hear why here in just a second. But first, if you were watching the Minnesota-Ohio State game last Saturday, you were maybe a little shocked to hear this from former Dolphins quarterback Bob Greasy when they were talking about the NASCAR standings and where was Juan Pablo Montoya. Well, Bob Greasy had a theory as to where he might be.
Jimmy Johnson has won five of the last six races at Martinsville, by the way.
The first time we saw Jeff Gordon up there in the top five, isn't it? It was Juan Pablo Montoya. He's out having a taco.
And it's Weber is back in a quarterback. And
Boy. And by the way, you won't be able to watch Bob Greasy tomorrow because he's been suspended.
Yeah.
For
it's got the weekend off.
Unfortunate comment.
Do we not have his apologies?
Right before the play. And
those guys just need to not talk about the NASCAR promos.
Just let the play-by-play guy read the promo and go on.
They don't know what they're talking about. Jeff Gordon, by the way, has been up there in the top five for a while, Bob.
All right, here's his apology.
NASCAR, Juan Pablo Montoya, you know, he's one of the best drivers in NASCAR. I just want to apologize for the comment that I made earlier in the ballgame.
Wow, did they lay out on him?
Oh, no. That's a bigger e-break than the taco comment.
Dang it.
He also kind of had a little Stu Cedar shake voice going on there.
Yeah, he did.
It was a big announcement.
And was Chris Spielman like over there, like giving the signal for the layout? Like
what you guys always do to callers?
What?
Oh, the hang time after that.
Well, let's hear that again. That's awesome.
NASCAR, Juan Pablo Montoya, you know, he's one of the best drivers in NASCAR. I just want to apologize for the comment that I made earlier in the ballgame.
It's just intense.
There's Bob Greasy up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two comes to us from the Bob and Dan radio show. This just happened yesterday during Homer Call. Dan's trying to describe that pretty confusing series of events that happened at the end of the first half in the Miami-New Orleans game. Remember when New Orleans decided to go from a field goal to going for it, and Miami called a timeout. All sorts of crazy stuff was going on. Well, while Dan's trying to give out all these details, which were pretty important, Tom Gribble thought he would do a bit, and Dan, who's usually up for bits, was not up for this Tom bit.
We're going to kick a field goal if there's only 5 seconds on the clock.
What?
Quick snap, we'll kick a field goal. You got it yet?
Got it.
You following that? Okay, so...
Okay, Miami and New Orleans are playing?
All right, I don't want your effing mic on.
Wow.
Okay, seriously.
Oh. Well, don't come.
No, when you want to help out, sometime during the show, whether on the air or during the breaks, then you can turn your mic back on. All right, so the field goal unit is set there.
Ooh.
The review comes back and they say...
Wow.
No one gets clubbed over the head harder than Tom on air.
You are a jerk.
Well, you guys say justifiably so.
You just said that. I didn't say that.
Dan has every right to drive the show that way if he wants to.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell a story and trying to take control of things.
You know, it's interesting, though, that Dan, who you would think would be the most laid-back member of the ticket team...
And he is 98% of the time, but that 2% of the time when he loses
he will go 0 to 100 on you in a second.
Generally on Gribble.
Yeah. Generally it is on Gribble.
That's his proof tonight.
That's proven by the open.
turn off your effing mic. That's violent.
And I will say, when roles are reversed, he doesn't mind taking it off on another direction or a different track or something like that. God, he loves
Dan,
distracting
what do you
people.
Think? He'll distract the driver?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. He loves causing wrecks.
But he doesn't want it when Gribble's distracting him. No, the driver. Gribble's his kryptonite.
Candidate number three comes to us from the hard line. It's Rhines. They were talking about making reference to Corby was saying the way to have an affair, if you're going to have one, is like they do on The Sopranos, talking about the mob and how they handle it, the mob. That was the key word there, mob, M-O-B, and Rhines thought he heard something else.
You know what you should do if you're carrying on an affair with a student, or an affair, I guess.
Period.
Not so much a student. Is do what The Sopranos do, the mob does. The only conversation you have with that person is either in person or by payphone.
Or a burner.
Or a what?
Burner, one of those phones you throw away.
Yeah, you buy one at whatever, Walgreens, and make a phone call and that's it.
Who does that? Which mom? Carmella did that?
What? The mom? I said the mob.
Oh, the mob. Okay, I thought you said the mom.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just thought you said the mom.
You know, we're all worried about you.
Don't worry about me. Get the music going again, twerp.
Twerp. It's not very nice. It really isn't.
It's not very nice.
It's a friend.
I thought you said mom. It sounded like mom. I'll bet it did to others, too.
Talking about The Sopranos,
I don't understand how you got those confused.
Now, which mom did that?
Okay, but you're his teammate. You're supposed to help him, you know? Don't highlight his mistakes. You help him through it.
Carry on an affair like the mom would? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's why Rhines is up for an e-break. Bob Greasy, Dan McDowell, or Mike Reiner? Those are your three candidates, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on. Is that a vote for Rhines? We're going to allow that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, yes, I'm going to vote for... Wait, we found weapons of mass destruction. Wait, go get me a taco. Tacos rule.
I didn't understand that.
Huh. It's a Bob Greasy vote, but that's weird.
Robot chicken reference.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
Yeah, after I pick up my taco, I think I'm going to slide over to Slotsky's and get George's new signature sandwich, the Grab My Bangin' Beefski.
Not on the menu, sir, but thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the taco.
Okay, thank you.
Shake voice, Bob Greasy.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to make a vote, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Steve Sabian's questionable mutton chops.
Steve Sabian's questionable
Steve
mutton
Sables?
Chops? I thought he said Sabian.
It's probably a friend of his.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Text penis to your mom.
It's the Reiner vote.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Okay, listen here, twerp. My sainted mother.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the e-break.
Yeah.
Bob Greasy, please.
Thank you, sir. Very nice. That's a way to vote. That's how you should handle it.
You bet.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Like, place a vote?
Yeah. We're waiting.
For these nuts.
Haven't heard that in a while.
That was pretty good timing there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hate you now.
Hotsy?
I don't know. It's greasy, but...
Because he said taco, right?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I say it's a vote, and I say we have a winner!
Hey.
Bob Greasy. With what we believe his first win in the emergency break of the week.
Lee Johnson won five of the last six races at Martinsville, by the way.
The first time we saw Jeff Gordon up there in the top five, isn't it? Where's Juan Pablo Montoya? He's out having a taco.
And it's Weber is back in the quarterback.
NASCAR, Juan Pablo Montoya.
You know, he's one of the best drivers in NASCAR. I just want to apologize for the comment that I made earlier in the ballgame.
Hang on, Sloopy in the background.
Officially, first win for Bob Greasy.
Still got the undefeated season going. Tyshawn Rabb and John McKay.
Are you want to hear the Dan one again, just so we can all be tens together?
Yeah. Let's hear that one too.
Okay.
We're going to kick a field goal if there's only 5 seconds on the clock.
What?
Quick snap. We'll kick a field goal. You got it yet?
Got it.
You following that? Okay. So.
Okay, Miami and New Orleans are playing?
All right, I don't want your effing mic on.
Wow.
Okay? Seriously.
Oh. Hold on,
no, when you want to help out, sometime during the show, whether on the air or during the breaks, then you can turn your mic back on. All right, so the field goal unit is set there.
Ooh.
The review comes
Bob.
I like Bob's reactions all the way through.
In Gribble's defense, it was kind of a funny line after Dan had gone through this 5-minute explanation and go, okay, New Orleans and Miami are playing. What a defeat.
All right, well, then you're saying it was funny.
Kind of, yeah.
It was worth being on the air.
I wouldn't go that far.
Ooh. All right. 809 here on Sports Radio 1310.